I'm John Batchelor. Boshi Lai, Communist Party princeling once upon a time and still is. I go to Boshi Lai as a story that has, at this point, an unhappy ending. Boshi Lai remains incarcerated in China, accused of crimes against the state, corruption, his wife accused of murder. However, once upon a time, a little more than 14 years ago, Boshi Lai was a once and future king. And I welcome Gordon Chang to help me through this story because right now Xi Jinping, also a princeling, is in ascendance, apparently, with the third term, unprecedented third term of general secretary and president. Boshi Lai, as ambition once back in the first decade of the 21st century, was to become a member of the Standing Committee, which is the absolute boss of China. It did not happen. Gordon, a very good day to you. Boshi Lai and Xi Jinping were in the same position in 2007 when decisions were made under Hu Jintao to elevate one and not the other. Boshi Lai was turned aside to Chongqing, a large city where he became the Communist Party chief. At that point, was Bo under threat? Was Xi threatened by Bo? They were both of the same stripe, princelings. Both their fathers had been purged. Both of them were smart young men. Were they equals at that time?
John, I don't know if they were equals, but both of them were ambitious, capable figures. And Xi Jinping rightly saw that Boshi Lai was a threat to him. You know, Xi Jinping has this pretension of absolute control. And we know from history, it's not just Xi Jinping's history, but we know from history that those who believe that they must have absolute obedience from everyone around them are constantly threatened. And clearly, Boshi Lai, was someone out there who Xi correctly saw could one day take him down.
Chongqing, the city government that Boshi Lai was then in charge of, celebrated a revival of what was at the time understood as sentimental Maoism, emphasizing the East is Red song, television stations devoted to celebrating the wonders of Maoism and lots of red, lots of talk of the old days, lots of even references to the Red Guard as a good thing, illustrating the need to redistribute wealth in China, not be satisfied with the rich and poor. All of that was a success. And then one day, the popular police chief of Chongqing fled, and he fled to the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. It's all very clouded, Gordon, but that begins the fall of Boshi Lai. These many years later, with Bo in prison and Xi in the Forbidden City, do we need to reexamine that period, that something happened that took Bo down very suddenly, and we don't know all of it?
Yes, John, we don't know all of it. There still is some mystery to it. But the essential nature of the struggle is one between two powerful figures in a communist party that idealizes struggle and domination. And so Xi Jinping understood that he had to eliminate Boshi Lai as a rival. And as you point out, Bo is in a very comfortable prison. The point, though, is that as long as Bo lives, he is a threat to Xi Jinping because Xi right now is under attack. He's under attack because his policies have been failing. The Communist Party is vulnerable, and I'm sure that Boshi Lai knows about what's going on and could very well stage a comeback. This is something that Xi Jinping knows, and so Bo's life is, I think, under more threat than it was in 2013 when he got his death sentence.
2012 was a critical year because at that point, Xi was looking to be elevated to general secretary. And there was a meeting in March at the annual parliamentary session in Beijing. Boshi Lai was seated there. And yet there were whispers louder than that. Wen Jiabao, the premier, talked about Bo mishandling the Wang police chief flight concession of trouble in Chongqing. It looks, Gordon, not accidental that Xi is on his way up and Bo's in his way. Is that something that the Chinese Communist Party is comfortable with? Victor to the strongest, no matter whether you're putting a knife in somebody's back? Or do they all accept that as a normal fare?
That's a really important question, John. Under the Mao era, this is something that Mao would not be comfortable with, of having any rival. And it's also something that is true under the Xi Jinping era, because both Mao and Xi Jinping were strongmen. Now, in between, you have a period where there is an attempt to normalize Communist Party politics, to institutionalize them, to put in norms, guidelines, rules. And in that period, Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao as general, as paramount leaders, during this period, I think it would have been okay to have another powerful figure, but not in Xi Jinping's China.
The arrest and humiliation of not only Bo, but his wife, that follows the elevation of Xi Jinping to the big boss, the general secretary, in November of that year. The humiliation included a trial that was on television. Why did they do that, Gordon? What does a show trial mean for Xi? He's in power at this point, and there was no clarity at all about the prosecution.
John, yes, Xi Jinping was in power, but in general, this is true for every Communist Party general secretary who's new. The first year, at least, and sometimes the first 2 years, are periods of consolidation where the new boss tries to make sure that his power base is solid. And so it would be normal for Xi Jinping to eliminate someone like Bo Xilai from the political scene. And that's a little bit more. In Bo Xilai's case, it was maybe a bit more coercive, a bit more repressive, but it fits a general pattern of Communist Party politics.
What is striking, Gordon, is that the reporting at the time, you and I were having regular conversations, did not in any fashion suspect Xi Jinping as a cruel or revengeful boss. So this is 10 years ago, and at that point, America was undecided about Xi, undecided about the direction of the party under Xi?
Oblivious. Xi Jinping was clearly a different type of political figure. But as is the case with Westerners and people in general, whenever there's a new Communist Party general secretary, there's a burst of optimism around the world that the new figure will be different than the older figure, will be benign, will move China in the right direction, yada, yada, yada. And that was certainly true with Xi Jinping, because we have a lot of very prominent China watchers now on record as saying that things were going to be much better under Xi Jinping. People, I'm sure, who do not want their words replayed at this moment.
And yet the fall of Bo Xilai is an example of what Xi is capable of, and no one watched the warning.
Yeah, I think that the Bo Xilai's fall was maybe a beginning of change of opinion about Xi Jinping, at least right, among some observers. But clearly, because this was such a high-profile event, it was done in such a destructive manner that it did catch at least some people's attention.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Bo Xilai remains incarcerated. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.